The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Lord, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Thursday, 15 October 2020. And, you know, this is kind of a non-Newsday news day. It's it's all politics, folks. It's all, people are shocked. What's the buzz on the street today? Well, ABC is going to run Joe Biden tonight at 9 p.m., and Donald Trump is going to be on NBC at 9 o'clock. This isn't going to be a debate. It's going to be a town hall meeting. I've never seen anything like this. We had one debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and indications were early on they didn't want any debates because Uncle Joe isn't that quick on the uptake. Trump eats his lunch every time he gets around him. So that was no surprise, but people were asking me, well, but why is NBC, let me clue you in on something here, folks. NBC is not a cable news network like Fox or MSLSD or anybody else. What used to be considered to be broadcast television when there was no satellite, we just had radio transmitters and nothing national, but all fed locally from three networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC. CBS, ABC, and NBC. Yeah, that's right. At any rate, has the media been beat up rightfully so? Yeah, because as we've said repeatedly, it's the six corporations molding your perception of the world, and they don't care how much they have to lie or deny or anything else. They're going to do it. So the question came up, well, why is ABC and NBC going head-to-head here? The Biden camp wanted, they wanted more people to watch Joe Biden. Well, okay, I can understand that. Ain't enough people listening to Joe Biden. Nobody's showing up for his little whistle-stop, mask-covered bumbling sessions. There's no Q&A. There's nothing. He's talking to nobody. But remember this, folks. These are still commercial outlets. What is NBC supposed to do after Trump, say, gets reelected after November 3rd? Oh, but it might be the 10th or the 13th or maybe even the 18th of November before we count the chits and the chads and the ground-up, thrown-away mail-in ballots. The reason why polls right now, people, early voting's going on, and people are stacked at the voting poll. I mean, they're waiting hour after hour. Why? Because they don't trust the mail-in ballots. This is probably going to be the largest voter turnout could be ever. Now, whether that's numbers or the percentage of the population is yet to be determined. See, we don't have a crystal ball. All the polls that have been out there have been just absolutely rigged, as they were in 2016, and the Democrats aren't smart enough to do anything about that. So they're just pulling the tape off of the shelf, blowing the dust off of it, and plug it in like a like an old 8-track tape. Okay? But what was NBC supposed to do after the election, re-election of Donald Trump? How many people would have been pissed off enough never to go back to NBC, forget about watching their news? Maybe they don't show up to watch any of their program offerings. Which, by the way, the trend is, folks, it's all going to be in the cloud any damn way. Have you noticed? If you've got cable or some kind of TV package that allows you to go in and browse past episodes of your favorite shows, have you noticed something? Those past episodes aren't there. Why? They're migrating them over to the cloud. You've got to sign up or specifically go into their servers to download programming. And oh, by the way, you get to pay for it as well. It isn't just an issue of you get it online and it's monetized by a few advertisements. No, the entire landscape is shifting. So NBC, probably the bean counters, discovered this. Look, your revenues suck. They were down prior to, this run-up to the 2020 election. What are you people going to do when all of your little comedy specials and all of your programming, your comedic, they've all been slamming Trump? What are you people going to do? How do you think people are going to perceive you and your network? Well, I think NBC is doing this solely out of desperation, not because they want to. Who the hell in NBC thought it was a good idea? Yeah, you know what? Yeah, let's run that Trump town hall. Yeah, that ought to help our liberal audience out. Folks, this was strategic for one reason and one reason only: survival. Because it's still the same old game with whatever you're producing, whatever you're putting out there, however you're putting it out there, you still need advertisers for revenue. These people don't magically put out something, either broadcast by satellite or local TV station or in the cloud, and because you do that, you magically generate money. Doesn't work that way. It's just a shift in the technologies. That's all. So it's going to be very interesting. I'm watching the early voting, and numbers are starting to come in. Who? I think we need to come up with another descriptive term other than landslide. How about 9.0 earthquake and slide into the sea kind of deal? Which California, with all its fires, could do well to dip its toe in the Pacific, but hey, that's another issue. One that could have been avoided, by the way. And one that the people out in California have been noticing, and you know what? They're not happy about it. They're so unhappy, even though the people love the geography, they love the climate, they just love California. It's unlivable anymore, and people are leaving. But it might surprise you who is leaving. Andrew Morin wrote from Mrs.org. He first talks about German author Franz Kafka. Wrote in the Metamorphosis, there is an infinite amount of hope in the universe, but not for us. The legendary writer might as well have been writing about the state of California, a progressive wasteland that is the personification of everything wrong with leftist orthodoxy. In the mid-19th century, when it became a state, tens of thousands of people headed west. There was a gold rush on out there. Today, those with a modicum of judgment and respect for their pocketbook are heading anywhere that is not named California, attempting to flee the incompetent mismanagement of Governor Gavin Newsom and his Democratic friends in Sacramento on every subject, from the economy to civil liberties. The exodus is a primer. California may be the most populous state in the union, but it could transform into an exodus capital of America. I'd only have one caveat there. You know, I talked about building, you know, the hell with Mexico right now. Let's build a wall around California to keep those freaks in California. In the United States, you're still free to travel. Maybe not to speak where you want to or even speak the truth on platforms, but you can still move around without the ball and chain on your ankles, at least for right now. The Golden State has witnessed its population stall, declining slightly from 39.96 million to 39.78 million in the second half of 2019, according to the Department of Finance. Growth has slowed close to zero or even declined in most coastal counties. The San Francisco Bay Area advanced, and counties east of Los Angeles witnessed modest growth. However, Los Angeles County shed residents for the second consecutive year in 2019. By the way, there is finally somebody running against the old mouth out there representing Los Angeles. And he's a young black man, ex-service member. I think he was in the Navy. Oh, he just put together Maxine Waters. For once, she's a little worried about staying in office. This guy just came out with a litany of stuff. Where does Maxine live? Well, she doesn't live in her district, and far away in her $6 million mansion. And he goes right through the litany. You know, what has happened to Los Angeles County? What has happened to the Bay Area? What has happened to California? And if it's black you want, okay, why not a black conservative? You know, they do exist. It isn't some metamorphosis. It isn't some gene-splicing plot by aliens hitting the earth. No. These are black-skinned people that believe in the Constitution, believe in America, and they want to uproot these people like Maxine Waters. That's been there for 44 years. JoJo has been in politics for 47. Finally, people that would have probably osmotically drifted toward Democrat Party, well, you can see that they're even trying to get, Nancy Pelosi, there is major infighting going in the Democrat Party. And who, you know, if people are asking me, well, why Joe Biden? Well, because there's no other Democrat that wants to seek the office of the presidency with a party that's so damaged and it's been infiltrated and taken over by Marxist-Leninist. That's why. The same thing could be said about Trump. Okay, Trump ran on a Republican ticket. He was a heck of a lot more conservative than Hillary Clinton was. But look what happened with that as well. You had crossover votes. People that were going to vote for Hillary heard what Trump had to say, a litany of stuff. You know, let's quit talking about illegal aliens. Okay, put up the damn wall. Yeah, you know what? Jobs have sucked. Corporations have been shipped out of this country year after year. We need to get those back. Hey, we should be producing more in the United States and importing less. And if we can't talk to the countries that are flooding our shores with cheaply made goods, for the standard of living that we have built in this country, folks, we're not a bunch of rice paddy people. We built a country, we had a living standard. And I'm sorry, we can't compete with China and still be hunky-dory here. That's the best way I can put it. Trade deficits, absolutely through the roof. So Trump came along. All he had to do, actually, was to wet a finger and put it in the air to see which way the political winds were blowing. Had been blowing in that direction for a very long time. But again, people were mesmerized by the mainstream media, publications, Hollywood, late-night talk show comedians that I just want to tell them to blow it out their keister because I don't find them funny. Johnny Carson was once asked, he said, you know, they asked him, he said, well, you know, you don't seem to be partisan, Republican or Democrat. And he says, well, Why would I want to isolate my audience? He said, why not poke fun at both parties? That's more fun anyhow, and it's more fair, and it's more equitable. And I don't chase anybody away from my audience. Very smart man. Very smart man. He's the one that set the precedents with the monologues, the opening monologues. And Carson, when there were bombs that his writers or he wrote for the monologue, if they bombed, it would be even funnier because it would make fun of the monologue itself tanking. But all that aside, a lot of people are going to be surprised after November 3rd. And as I reminded you the other day, and I'm getting far afield from my story here, but this is stuff that's been gurgling around in my cranium here for the last day or so. Again, folks, this republic is fixable. And short of... I don't even want to go there. Short of deportation. Let's say that. Taking the communists that are already in our town and city and county councils and our state legislature. You know, the one equalizer to all of this was, has been, should be now, but ain't no more. The great equalizer is the Constitution. How can you have such political divides when the Democrat Party right now is trying to beat off the extreme communist Marxist-Leninist, trying to minimize them and trying to carry on as a Democrat Party? Remember the last election, folks? Remember when, how many, we had, what, 18, 19 Republicans vying for the, how many vied for the Democrat? Uncle Bernie. But see, nobody wanted to touch toxic Bernie because he was a self-described socialist. And dumbed down America. What's the difference between socialism and a free market system? Notice I did not use capitalism, the creation of the communists themselves, so they could juxtapose and fight against something for... ooh, class this and, you know, unfair that and inequitable and same old commie crap. Read the stuff that every country in this planet has undergone with a communist takeover, and it's all the same crap. Just the names and the dates have been changed. Promises, promises, promises. What do the Democrats do? They promise you everything. Well, how are you going to pay for them? Well, we're going to have to raise taxes a little bit, but I think we can be a little bit frugal, and I think we can pull this off. You know what? The nanny state is not what the republic is about. We're not asking you. We want you out of our lives. So, folks, I'll say this again, and I'll keep repeating it as many times as I possibly can, to get rid of these Marxist Leninists from our local jurisdictions, it is up to us to do that. Who else do you think is going to do it? The Wizard of Oz? Donald Trump going to send an envoy to your private group to teach you how to do it? Have you become that lame and unenergized to save your country that you're just going to sit and wallow in your own self-pity? Now's the time to go to work. He's taking care of business up in the federal end, maintaining status quo, and that's all I really expected out of Donald Trump until we can get rid of these idiots, these Marxist-Leninists in our own state legislatures, strengthen the states enough that they can look at the federal government and go, you know, we do have that 10th Amendment thing. And folks, we can get back to the business of deconstructing the administrative state, which was never meant to be in a constitutional republic. All right, I've vented here toward the break. I will get back to the story. But I just wanted to make this clear. Politics, yeah, that's what they call it with the voting and everything. But we need to do our jobs locally to get rid of this disease. Do you think after Trump's going to be elected on November 3rd that it's all going to go away? No. That's our job. We are the people. We are the government.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting. involving the energy planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Growth has slowed in California close to zero or even declined in most coastal counties. San Francisco Bay Area advanced. As I said, counties east of L.A. witnessed a modest growth. It's unclear how severe the population drop is in the aftermath of the coronavirus pandemic and state government's proposed tax hikes. You know, Newsom actually put out last week that he wants everybody to be careful. If you're out with your family and you're dining, you know, when you sit down at the table, you take a bite of your food, you got to put your mask back on. And then when you're ready to take another bite, well, obviously you got to pull your mask down to take another bite, then move it back up and chew and, you know, rinse, repeat. That's what this idiot. So contrary to internet mythos, it's not only high income earners who are packing up their things and saying goodbye to Newsom. Studies, including one from the Public Policy Institute of California and another by Empire Center for Public Policy, have found that poorer households are more likely to flee than their affluent counterparts. But considering the policing being proposed or enacted, it's safe to say that the wealthy have no reason to be some of the left behinds. In August, California Democrats propose a significant tax hike on the wealthy. The assembly legislation includes raising the top income tax rate of 16.8%. That's state income tax, folks. That's just the state income tax. And then they got to pay the federal income tax. And then they got to pay all their other taxes. You want to know what's left? Just ask anybody in California. How much you got left in your bank account? Now, while this is damaging to the economy, may be considered isolated to the rich, everything else that California is doing is hurting and will continue to hurt everybody else. Newsom recently signed an executive order that phases out the sale of all gasoline-powered cars by 2035. That's 15 years from now, folks. 15 years. The executive order will still permit these cars to be owned and sold on the used car market, but the measure will certainly push consumers to switch to the heavily subsidized electric vehicle market that they still haven't figured out yet, if nobody has noticed. You know, in times of peril, give me what you got. Give me the mostest for the leastest. And these guys are trying to transform over to an industry that is not even close to being ready for a transition. Because they've not figured it out technically yet. That's why. On all the ballyhoo of Mr. Tesla and his wonderful electric car, yeah. Boy, doesn't it fill you with a sense of well-being to know that if you go off the beaten path, you got to sit there and stare at your odometer because your ever-ready batteries are going dead? And if you're out in the middle of nowhere, I'm sorry, where are you supposed to recharge? Oh, do you pull out a spare battery like you would a gallon of gas in a can? To get you where you need to go, and then to do what? Sit around and wait for what? A recharge? Yeah. At any rate. In a statement, Newsom also endorsed a ban on petroleum fracking. However, instead of taking executive action, he urged the California legislature to adopt prohibitions or restrictions on fracking. This could potentially impact the more than 360,000 people who are employed in the oil and gas sector in California. Despite being one of the wealthiest jurisdictions in the world, California is mirroring Venezuela by enduring rolling blackouts. What did they just do the other day? Well, PG&E was nice enough to tell people in about 7 or 8 counties, about 50, 60,000 of you people are going to go dark. Why? Oh, it's because of the fires. Why do we have fires? Oh, because they've not maintained their forest. Start reading into this stuff, folks. How they've mismanaged their forests and 4.5 million acres have already burnt to the ground, and it ain't done yet. It was poor management, like they poorly managed everything. Almost seems almost intentionally, doesn't it? So California's launching planned blackouts, prompting the governor to concede to state needed to sober up about renewable energy sources, failing to offer enough power for millions of residents at peak demand. Now, although local left-leaning politicians and mainstream press will allude to the widespread wildfires as evidence of climate change, it's global warming! Really? It has been years and years and years of gross negligence contributing to this disaster. Liberty Nation wrote back in January of last year, and this is a mouthful. I've never seen so much in a short paragraph. They wrote, most forests are engulfed in dead trees. The saplings are crushed together and consume the water that old growth trees need, causing them to endure an infestation of pest and precipitous slide to death. What is necessary is thinning, which can be performed by private logging firms, which they haven't done in years. It's a tinderbox waiting to go up at a moment's notice or a lightning strike. We'll break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite. after about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor, I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on that magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets.
Not only is California going through power shortages, but also suffering a government-induced water shortage. The state allowed clean fresh water to travel from rivers into the Pacific Ocean, refusing to consume the natural resource as part of the efforts to appease green zealots. The other problem is that the farmers are exempt from water restrictions and do not pay market prices, and yet residents can face fines up to $500 a day if they take a long shower. Not a joke. California's even been targeted freelancers as part of the politicians' crusade to save them from free market's vile exploitation. Last year, the governor signed into law AB 5, a bill that would mandate companies to reclassify freelancers and contingent workers as full-time employees. Organized labor celebrated, but the laborers were outraged, with a good reason. In the immediate aftermath of the legislation, businesses let go of their freelancers while professional freelancers lost thousands of dollars in income. The state has pivoted slightly, but instead of fully conceding the error of its ways, lawmakers insist that AB 5 is great. Well, so used to be California, but it ain't no more. Despite facing a tremendous budget gap and pension crisis, the state is hatching a plan for slavery reparations. Isn't that just wonderful? Who are you going to pay that to? I think they owe it to all the Californians for turning all their people into subjects. They've made them all slaves, so pay everybody. Oh, but that's right. It still comes out of your coffers, and the people there still have to pay for it. Whoops. Problem. The situation in California has had a snowball effect. Every progressive prescription that has done more harm than good has converted the snowball into an avalanche, leading folks to the nearest exit. They want to hop off the ultra-leftist train and find greener pastures. Many prominent figures are either waving goodbye or grieving about the situation. Ben Shapiro and the Daily Wire team have packed up their supplies and headed to Nashville. Joe Rogan grabbed his cowboy hat and supply of DMT and sought refuge in Texas. Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Mookie Betts griped the tax rates are crazy. Who will be next? If you have left-leaning views and travel to Texas or Arkansas, be sure to remember the hashtag #DontCaliforniaMyArizona. And this is what they want for the rest of the country. This insane... I don't even know what to call this, folks. I don't even know what to call it. Mike, hit my refresh again, please. I don't know why it will not stay up. Hey, we got our IT guy here. Why don't you ask him? And what did he say? Well, he's just nodding in agreement. Well, what does all that mean? Am I using it? No, I'm using your Firefox. Okay, you guys aren't going to attempt to fix this while I'm using it, are you? That? Are we all having fun here at John's expense? I'm gonna demand that you... Okay, I'll get out the sharpened sword. Go ahead and open up your mic. Come on. If I'm going to do it slice and dice, I want it fairly reported. All right. At any rate. Okay. Thank you. All right. Phone calls into the network. We were given a choice by the phone company because everybody's grasping for cash. I'm telling you. Saw the figures on the last quarter of last year on the phone carrier, and they were down 11%, and this is before the COVID crap hit, so I can guarantee the first and second quarter of this year is probably doubly as bad as the last quarter of last year. Now, having said all of that, they were upping rates, and we were going to have the privilege of paying three times or double the amount that we were paying, or I guess the third option. What was the third option, Tom, they gave us? Triple, double, or just hit the highway? Pretty much. All right, so, well, we leaned on them quite heavily, and we come up with a little plan here to lessen the 800 usage. All these inbound folks, it was, what, Tom Fairley, what was it, between 50 and 60,000 long-distance minutes a month coming in? Yeah, a lot of that's on hold. Yeah, you got that right. Which, by the way, Mike, and this is another tact we have to include on this, when the host asks for the phones to be opened, let them ask for the phones and let them go through them. You know, I'm not going to put a stopwatch or a time limit on how many calls they've got to clear. But tell the host, we're not going to answer the phones over here until you say the phone lines are open. Now, that's a different way of doing things, folks, because most people figure, well, I got to get in queue, so I'm going to call. I want to be first or second or fifth or tenth or whatever. I got to get my phone call in there. Well, we only have so many lines. And when the phones are opened up, call. You'll be put in queue and brought up on air judiciously or expeditedly. I just created a new word. But you can call our local exchange, and we're going to put out these numbers along with a toll-free number every single day because a lot of you have unlimited minutes out there. What this phone company didn't realize is how many people are actually calling into this network. And I think they panicked a little bit. Well, the Liberty Beacon project is rolling around here. We're going to go global, so you think the phone traffic into this network is going to increase? Yeah, it is. So we're taking the steps right now. If you have minutes on your phone, unlimited minutes on your cell phone or your home phone, a lot of you have cloud-based phone lines at home that took place of the hard line, or maybe you still even have hard line. A lot of these telephone companies will tell you, hey, you got unlimited long distance. So, folks, use the 512-248-8252. By the way, has that been put up on their webpage, Mike? Okay. It will be up on our homepage right underneath the toll-free number. So that's 512-248-8252. I will open up the phones. We're at 800-313-9443. And, Mike, are you going to monitor how these calls are coming in? Can't do it in real... In other words, you're answering a call right now. You're going to ask them, are you calling toll-free or local exchange? A little reminder. Otherwise, this keeps chipping away at money we don't have. And I'm trying desperately to keep this network on the air. I'm sorry? Local. Call on the local. Well, who's calling on the local? Dave in Michigan. Hello, Dave.
Fine guy here.
Hello.
I thought, great. I was going to say, man, why do you have an 800 number? Just everybody's got free
No. That's an assumption. That's a dangerous assumption because
you know what?
It's
in
not
this
true.
Country, who do you know that doesn't have free long distance?
Have you heard callers calling in? Have you heard them calling in and their phone companies telling them that, oh, you've exceeded your free minutes? Well, wait a minute. You gave me unlimited.
Yeah. I guess I forgot about that. They're restricting certain phone numbers. You know, I used to listen to, well, I still do, but I was listening to 30,000 minutes a month of, you know, radio shows when I was laid up with a broken leg.
Mm-hmm.
And my phone company called me, and they kind of read me the riot act. And I said, well, you're discriminating against me because I'm blind and because I'm, you know, it's political. You know, you're discriminating against my political leaning views.
Oh.
And the guy said, what'd you say? You're legally blind? I said, yeah. He said, well, you know what? Let me do a little research. If you don't hear back from me in a couple weeks, just forget that I ever called. Well, he never called back, and I kept doing what I was doing. And about 7-8 months later, I got another call from the phone company again, and they read me the riot act. I said, what are you talking about? John called me, and he said that you weren't going to bother me anymore. They said, well, John got fired, and now it's my job to get you to stop using all the minutes. Anyway, I found MCI. MCI does not care who or what or how long you call. So for those folks out there with a landline and they can choose a long-distance carrier, that's what I did. And they haven't messed with me in 5 or 6 years. So.
Okay.
So anyway, I got a new name for old Gavin Hang'em High Newsom. Well, I guess I just told you what it is. So anyway, I just wanted to be your first local caller from Michigan, and I love your show, and keep it up.
I'm going to do exactly that. Thank you for your call, Dave.
You're welcome. See ya.
You know, but I will say, Newsom's got a hell of a set of choppers, doesn't he? You imagine the amount of money it takes to maintain that set of choppers? Here I am out here trying to stave off the democracy. I guess if I was in California, who knows, I maybe could even get my dental bill paid. And that seems to be the choice of a lot of people. Put the carrot under their nose, they're going to bite at it. They don't care. You know, I know I need it, and I know I need it right now, so I'm going to take advantage of any freebie that's out there. Nothing is free. Nothing. Well, 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 the news of the day, which, by the way, McEnany, the press secretary for the president, was banned from Twitter. She wasn't kind of so, sort of banned. The plug was pulled on her account. You know, and if you think about this, you know, we talk about this stuff so much that people forget that this is the kind of stuff that's done in a communist country, that the government itself will prohibit the free exchange and expression even between its own citizens, and that's what Twitter is. You're up on Twitter, you got your own Twitter account, you got your page, you get this, you got that, and okay, and you're talking to your friends, or what people perceive to be friends. They make a contact in the cloud and they call them friends. I never quite understood that. That's more like acquaintances or just people that have another keyboard and an email. But at any rate, all of this, and they still have failed. And everybody by now knows, but except the people. And here's the other issue that you need to consider, folks. Well, you know, I start talking about NBC and them running the town hall for Trump. They're doing this for economic reasons. It's going to be a hell of a draw to NBC, I can guarantee you that tonight. But when you look at how everything is shifting, do you know that half the people in this country go to Facebook for their news? Half the people in this country go to Facebook for their news. So if half the population of this country is going to search their news out on, well, of course we've got to manage this. We got to take control of this, just like they did with satellite and local broadcasting and everything else. It's not a mystery, but people are still appalled by it. But like I said, if you think about it, in its purest essence, this is nothing more than censorship in our country. When did we ever see this? You know, so much has happened. If you slow down enough and you slice off a little bit and you objectively look at it and really think about it, you're appalled. We've got so many appalling things going on, we kind of put them on a Richter scale. Well, I guess I can survive the 5.0, but that 9.0 has got me a little worried. Yeah, well, to what degree is it okay to censor anything? Well, Hunter Biden was involved with China's largest private energy company, the CEFC. He was given equity ownership of a holding company and a huge consulting fees. Hunter was dealing with the CEFC chairman, Yi Jingning, who has since vanished. In one email, Hunter said a lucrative deal would be interesting for my family. A report about the emails did not include a response from Biden or others involved. Now, old Hunter pursued deals with major Chinese energy company, including one that would be interesting for me, as I just said, and my family. New email is said to be from the presidential candidate's son, claims. He also struck a deal for $30 million dollars plus bonuses based on the introductions alone. Over 3 years after his father left office, he was offered a much more lasting and lucrative arrangement. The son of the Democratic presidential nominee communicated with China's largest private energy company, according to the latest trove of messages unearthed by the New York Post from what is said to be Hunter's personal laptop, which I'll get into that as well. You know, this isn't hacking. This was Hunter Biden foolishly leaving a computer, a laptop, in a repair shop that he never picked up. This wasn't hacking. It became the property of that repair operation. What? Most places, it's leave it there for 90 days. It's ours. So effectively, the guy didn't hack anything. He simply opened up his computer. Because it was his by then, because it wasn't paid for. It was dropped off for repairs. But the idiot and arrogant Hunter, these people, they think and operate in a different strata, folks. They're untouchable. So, you know, little dogged emails or situations and stuff, just ask Hillary. 33,000 emails. Well, they were scrubbed and bleached and whacked and smashed and everything. She didn't have anything to hide. No. Shutting down the Clinton legacy, the Clinton Foundation, folks, 2 days after Trump won. Gee, I wonder what was going on there. Will we ever know? I think we will. You know, I'm not a vengeful person. I don't even want to see Alex Jones crucified, as much as I have reason for him to be. But justice is justice. Standards are standards, and standards have to be met as a guidance for other people. Hillary should be in prison. What do you think?
Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hunter struck a deal for $30 million plus bonuses based on introductions alone with this Chinese company. A trove of emails have set a series of political shockwaves, including The laptop was revealed to include a picture of Hunter with what appears to be a crack pipe, an 11-minute sex and drug video, which is still to be seen. Twitter barred the Trump campaign from its account for trying to share the original story about Hunter's Ukraine emails amid a mounting row over censorship by it and Facebook. Of course, Trump seized on the release, orchestrated by his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, to call his rival a corrupt politician. Senate Republicans said they will investigate the first tranche of emails from Hunter's Ukrainian business partners, which appear to show the Burisma energy aid being introduced to Joe Biden when he was vice president. Democrats accusing Giuliani of peddling misinformation and parading around with a Russian agent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, you know what's still up on Twitter and Facebook? All the stuff about the now debunked, and it has truly been debunked, collusion with Trump and Vladimir Putin stuff. Yeah. To rig the election against Hillary.
Yeah.
But that's still up there. These people haven't been banned. Oh, well, we fact-checked this, and we're not going to put up anything that's been hacked from somebody's computer. It wasn't hacked. As I said, that was that store owner's computer. Hunter left it. It then became the property of the store owner. Whoops. The last emails published again early in the morning focused on Hunter's dealings with Yi Zheng Ming, the former chairman of the FC, in 2017, after his father left office when he thought he would not run in 2020. Yi has not been seen since he was taken in custody by the Chinese authorities a couple of years ago, among rumored links to the Chinese military and intelligence services. Wow. Well, the CEFC went bankrupt earlier this year after it was unable to repay its huge debts after warnings over its lack of transparency in dealing with sanctioned Russian firms. In one email sent to Hunter in May of 2017 titled Expectations, detail of remuneration packages for six people in a business venture were discussed. He was identified as the chair, vice chair, depending on agreement with the CEFC, an apparent reference to the now bankrupt Shanghai conglomerate, China Energy Company. Now, according to the story, top of the hour already? Okay. In one email sent to Hunter in May 2017, titled Expectation Details of Remuneration Packages, he was identified as the chair, vice chair, depending on agreement. Hunter pay was 850 of the correspondents also noted he had expectations he would elaborate. And 850, ladies and gentlemen, wasn't $850, I can guarantee you. By the way, I'm seeing the pictures now of Hunter Biden relaxing in a tub, stoned out of his damn mind. Wow. That's Hunter's kid, huh? Top of the hour break, 800-313-9443, but use the local if you can at 512-248-8252.
Your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalized blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.